Семинар заключается в том, что все мы пытаемся между собой найти общее поле, общее желание, общую мысль, общее. Потому что именно в общем, в связи, в союзе, там раскрывается Творец. Значит, выходи из себя в центр группы, вместе с моими товарищами, вот там я должен почувствовать это объединение, теплоту, соединение всех вместе. И там же я почувствую проявление следующей ступени, моего состояния. А можем ли вообще мы требовать того, чтобы нам дали это следующее состояние? Кто мы такие? Что мы знаем? Что мы понимаем? Что мы такого сделали, чтобы нам это было уже положено? Имеем ли мы возможность обращаться с требованием, ожидать, чтобы это случилось? Раскрылся бы нам Творец. Есть такое условие. Которое называется «Обратитесь ко мне и одолжите». Одолжите. А потом отдадите. Есть такое условие в духовном. Если мы беремся за какое-то дело большое, серьезное, и мы к нему не подготовлены, мы не знаем, как это сделать, это не важно. Главное нам желать в нем участвовать, и тогда Творец нам одалживает силы, знания, намерения, все. Свет начинает светить, даже если мы и не прошли определенной необходимой подготовки. И мы таким образом с вами оказываемся в состоянии, которая называется «Лвуэлай вани пурея». То есть, одолжите у меня, обратитесь ко мне, как за судой, алва. А я таким образом, я готов на это. Я вам одолжу силы, знания, все. И вы сможете действовать. А потом, когда вы уже будете действовать, тогда вы вернете это обратно. Мы видим в нашем мире тоже. Встречаются молодые парень с девушкой, ничего не знают, не умеют. Вдруг получается у них ребенок. И они начинают учиться быть семьей. Никто их этому не обучал заранее, никакие курсы они при этом не проходили. И вот так вот становится по необходимости семьей. В нашем действии, если мы действительно желаем почувствовать ответственность за Европу, серьезной ситуации, в которой мы все здесь оказались, и серьезность нашей роли. Мы не зря получили знания, не зря нас выделил Творец из всех остальных миллиардов людей, или, по крайней мере, того огромного количества сотен миллионов людей, которые здесь живут, на этом континенте. Мы должны принять это как указание на то, что мы должны действовать. И не важно, что мы умеем или не умеем. Если мы берем на себя эту ответственность, если мы хотим проникнуться этой ответственностью, серьезностью ситуации, серьезностью нашей роли, и будем стремиться выполнять ее каким-то образом, хоть немножко – тогда мы сразу же почувствуем Его помощь. Она не приходит, когда мы не стремимся к этому. Есть такой пример у Рабаша, когда он говорит, что если человек просто кричит «помогите мне», кто ему будет помогать? Все пройдут мимо. А если у него падает с плеч тяжелый мешок, и он кричит «помогите мне его поправить», то тогда ему помогут. То есть надо взяться за эту ношу, надо начать. И вы увидите, насколько вам прибавляют силы, знания, возможности действовать. Хотя вы, когда брались за это, совершенно не понимали, как это делать. Вот вопрос тогда в чем? Как нам действительно почувствовать ответственность за судьбу Европы? Творец выделил нас из огромного количества людей для того, чтобы мы объяснили всем остальным серьезность ситуации и серьезность нашей роли, и каким образом мы должны действовать. Еще раз повторяю. Как нам взяться за нашу работу по нашему объединению и по объединению Европы? То, что возложил на нас Творец. Прошу.
I think we have to start from the point that we came here to rebuild connection between us. We are all connected with this desire that we want to rebuild the Creator. That's a special desire, and we want to build an environment that is warm and caring, like a family, and through that, I guess everyone will automatically start to feel internally a bigger responsibility and start to feel a connection to a certain people in Europe that he didn't even know that they exist before. But because here he tastes this unity, it broadens his inner perception of his responsibility in Europe. And I guess this is the starting point, and then we develop in a direction that we get caring parents for the Europe.
I think in this Congress it's an opportunity to speak to you, friends. Some of you, let's say, you come from Spain, and you tell me what's going on really in Spain. You're telling me that there is a crisis, real crisis. People are suffering. There is unemployment, and you are bringing this integral education there in Spain, and you cannot succeed by your own. And you're telling me, okay, I need your help. So here we have a chance actually to use this opportunity here to discuss, to make this contact with each other and help each other.
Each and everyone here, we already study Kabbalah, so we're kind of parents here. And, you know, we have this methodology coming, you know, from Israel. And now what we lack is really the action. We need to start, you know, disseminating. We need to, you know, get to the people ourselves and, you know, start giving these lectures and doing something. And then, you know, because these people, they look like children, right, to us. And once we get, you know, these actions, we start caring about that. We will feel them, what they need, what they want precisely. you know, who knows, maybe they have very specific needs, but we still need to develop. We need to make this first contact. We need to go and you know, start making these lectures now. Oh, after the Congress, straight away.
I have to start by feeling that Europe is a part of me, and that, like, if my house was on fire, I'd take care of it immediately. But if some part of Europe's on fire, I just don't care. So I think I need to make strong connections with the groups in Europe so that I feel my friends there and the problems they're going through as if they're my own. And then with like-minded people that also have that approach, we unite together in helping our friends in Europe, whether that's in Paris or that's in Berlin or wherever capital, whatever country, we need to feel like our friends need our help and they can't do it without us. And we need to approach it like that.
Yes, and what I want to add to friend's words is that in order to feel responsible for what is happening outside of our groups, outside of this family that is here, to really feel responsible for the people living in this country, to feel responsible for this homeland, I think it can come from the greatness of the goal that we are advertising between each other. I don't know if I don't feel fire burning in my land or burning in some group of or land of my friends, so to say. Only thing that can oblige me to really care for the outside is the greatness of the goal, and this can push me to connect to those people and to feel their lack and to feel what they need, and then I think we can truly feel ourselves as parents, as caregivers for the entire continent.
We can use the trick that we know, that we learn here, and that is to, if we invest personally or as a group in something, we will automatically care for it much more psychologically. That is the trick that is very useful and we can use it. And the way to do it is to connect among each other first from the center of the group and then go and be the action and be the example as a group. People, when people see that we function beautifully, that we among ourselves are creating something totally new, which is not taking anything from your life, it's just giving to you, I think that the people will be interested in something like that.
We've been awakened by the upper force in order to awaken the other. Now I think that it's started to become a knowledge that there is a crisis, and as a friend said, that through connection we start to know what's going on all over Europe and even all over the world. And by this connection we are able to integrate the desire of everybody within our own thought and be in, as this heart that beats not for ourselves, and be this passageway where we can provide explanations and solutions also. It's not like we have to be like shouting, oh, we got the solution, but we have to show, as Fran says, an example. Humility is also really important because we have to practice it and we have to realize it as a connection, like something that's real. And through this example, people will come to us.
Yes, everything starts at home. The example, we cannot disseminate something that we are don't feel it. That's why everything actually starts in groups, when we're going to connect toward this goal. And all the time raise the importance of the goal, why we're doing it. Slowly we'll feel this, we'll create this feeling among us. And then, like parents, we're going to guide all the rest. No, because the outside people don't have the solution. They really come to a state of hopeless. And only by showing example, by creating it inside of us, we can create the same pattern that can go out.
what I see now is a huge difficult that we now are making effort, huge effort to unite. And so the first things that we have to build is a common project of learning center. I think to the next generation of Kabbalah student, because we study in our country, and after we learn to unite, and that's difficult. But if we start from the beginning to study together, then we will live unity, not talk about unity, but live unity. And if you live unity, you can't imagine other things. You see that is the only way, so you can't accept the disconnection. So people who will come after us will bring will be able to give us the importance of that, and because now we can talk about unity, we start to live in something in unity, and first of all we can start a project, and then we start to live a new life, let's say a new life, but for the next generation will be the only life possible, the only possible life, and that's what we got to do for that.
I don't know really what to say after all what the friends said. I mean, pretty every much was said, everything was said. It's true that it's all about our unity between the groups and the friends in Europe. I think that as long as we don't become this one group where everybody cares about the friend more than about himself, or at least as much as he cares about himself, then automatically this feeling is going to spread also toward the other people who live near us, the neighbors, the neighboring countries, and from there on slowly from our group to the neighbors, to the next, to the country, to all the countries in the continent, we're gonna feel love for them, and with this love, we cannot do otherwise than care for them, because it obligates us.
I think we can remind each other of a known fact for us as Kabbalists, that if we are talking about 99%, or if we are talking about Europe or anyone else, we are not talking about something foreign. We are talking about our own pieces. And Israel is just the Gargalta Ve'enayim. We are just the head. But a head without a body, imagine it even in corporeality. It's nothing worth. We have to connect these parts of our soul. And they need us. They don't know what to do. I imagine body without the head. It is entirely out of control. Nothing controls its movement. Maybe there is a electronic stimuli and it kind of jiggles around, but nothing good can come out of it. And we have to connect these parts. And if we look at Europe, especially, or at the people that need our help as our own parts, then I guess the feeling of responsibility will awaken sooner or later if we enter in this deep enough emotionally.
I think it's time now for us to actually look at careers, professions, and see, because what is Raf is saying, that if we really want to advance, if we really want to be that person who is spread the correction, we have to actually lead this life, go through that course, go through that education, and be that person. You know, it's good that we have our jobs now, but in the future, we're gonna lose our jobs, and what are you gonna do? Be an appoint, but we need to look now, actually, you know, maybe as a Europe and go to Israel. I think it's the first opportunity in Israel to train ourselves a couple of weeks, go there, taste it, see what it is exactly. Maybe virtual, I don't know, but, you know, go forward with this idea.
Yeah, in addition to what Fran said, that it is, you know, if you look at the people, they're really driven by either advertisement or, you know, value of societies, which are kind of false, you know, meaning false, that going nowhere. I mean, it's not a real good guide. I mean, you can kill yourself if you, you know, listen to all these bullshits. But what is really happening, and we should take care about, like, about the children or brothers or sisters. Like, so would you feel really like you found a brother or sister? And then your attitude is totally different. And then every single action out of it is becomes something like, you know, with a good care as a parent. And in addition to what you said, probably, you know, we need, because of so many people, millions of them, right, probably good idea to create a kind of virtual learning academy, if you like, you know, so could embrace as many people as possible.
Just to add to what the friend said, we gotta realize we don't have a choice, that we were chosen for this job, and it is a job. We are workers of it, and we should, you know, look at the news and see how Europe's doing and feel that all that crisis and all that suffering that goes on is because we're not working properly. And that if each group in Europe does the same and we can all see together what's going on in Europe and how much, because we're not uniting and working as the Creator picked us, you know, as workers, that, you know, things are going to get worse. So there is no choice in the matter. It's like a little child who has to go to bed at, say, 8 o'clock in the evening. He can be a good child and go to bed nice with a kiss, or he can be a bad child and still go to bed at 8 o'clock with a smack. And that's how it is for us. It's still going to happen. We've still been chosen. We've just got to do it in a good way. We all want a good thing. We all want a good thing for our family. And if we can feel those groups in Europe, that they need us, like they're our mums, our dads, our brothers, our sisters, that need our help, because without unity, they can't do it.
Как наше распространение интегрального воспитания подействует на нас в группе? Какова обратная связь распространения вширь на наше состояние между собой в группе? Как вы думаете? Творец специально поставил нас в такие условия, что мы должны заботиться о себе и должны заботиться о мире. Каким образом забота о мире, она повлияет на нас, на формирование нас в группе? Ну, как с детьми в семье я дал такой пример. Прошу.
How will our integral education, how will our integral education influence the group?
Yes, dissemination of this integral education, how will it influence the group? Well, I have this image, what Emmanuel spoke about, the brain and everything, and as we are the head of the humanity, actually, of the Europe here, if each neuron in our brain acts on its own, then you have a jiggle, then you have uncontrolled reflexes, and then you have chaos happening in the corporeality, you know. But only, and in that way, the entire organism, as well as a brain inside of it, can get killed, can die, cannot live like that. And when you see that happening, if you are a smart brain, if you actually have this sensitivity, all that is needed is to have this unison in the actions of all the neurons. If they come into this synchronicity between them, if they get synchronized, if all the motions and electrical charges got synchronized, then you have the meaningful, then you have the thought, then you have the meaningful action, then you have harmony inside of the body. And this is like a feedback. This is like a feedback of our unity. If we are not united, we cannot be heads. And if we are not united, people won't hear our message. We will get like to the wall. And this was shown many times in practice. And we just have to go there and see. See it and get this feedback, and this obliges us to get into more unity.
Well, we need to increase the strength that we have in Kabbalah education as much as in Integral, by my opinion, because the Kabbalah is something that brought us to the solution that we have for the people. If the group is not united, small, and not strong, without new people, we will never have the energy to rise, because new people bring the energy into the group. If we disseminate Integral education in good state of the group, it will only connect us more. Why? Because it's a task which is really hard. We need each other to hug each other, to be together, to be one soul, so we can make it. There's a lot of souls out there, there's a lot of people out there, and we are not such a big worldly. So it all depends on the amount of our nullification towards each other and about the amount of our readiness to work for each other. Because, as friend said, that is the only thing that we can give. Example. Example is the only table thing that we have. We can talk and talk and talk, but if don't walk the walk, we will never make it.
There is the aspect of connecting through a project that we all know that is valuable for humanity, and Integral education is one of the projects that we can manage at the level of groups in order to achieve something. And by connecting also to the news, whatever the results is of our dissemination is, we can have a feedback directly. Is the work is doing well or not? We have the example of the Rabashat. He was listening every hour, 3 minutes to the information. And that's an example also. What we do with this Integral education, does it work or not? And that's also a way to turn to the Creator. Because if we have the method that we've been taught and we are not able to perform a proper dissemination, which means that we didn't turn properly to the Creator in order to achieve the goal of creation, to go to His creatures also. So as a group, we can reinforce ourselves in two conditions. First, to be open to the outside, and secondly, to be also open to the upper force. Because without these two conditions, meaning that we are without being a passageway from the upper to the lower, we have no meaning. We just keep things for ourselves and be proud of ourselves, which just increase the bad things in the world.
Yes, I want to add to this that actually just after you start disseminate to the 99, you actually know what you study. Before that, you just it's on the matter of theory. Group is united toward this mission of dissemination, of passing the light to the crowd. The dissemination to the 99 is actually what is connect us. Because if we are just, like Franz says, closing ourselves and just try to find the unity within us, only it cannot be just the action to go outside. This is actually what connects us. Like Rav says, the whole Integral education is actually what will connect the whole Europe. This is above everything. And we are, if we are working together for this goal to give to the upper ones, we actually just starting to fulfillment our purpose in creation. we are talking about disseminate for the all the problem is outside, unemployment, everything. This is our problem also, and we just don't see the old connection about this. This is our future of our children and my job and my everybody's supposed to look at this from this perspective. Maybe it's going to be much easy because it's egoist, but we start from there, and the unification and the group, it's only toward them. Only dissemination in the integral education can connect us.
Yeah, I can only try to make the shortest summary of that, because you said already everything. And I think that the answer is in the words. You know, we're talking about our group, so that's our. And 99% is there. What kind of... It's bestowal, because it's not our. So it's there. And we have to give. And this will give us the importance. Remember to us the goal, the final goal, not to study for to feel good. You know, just to learn how to bestow. That's the matter.
When I heard you talking, I had this feeling that the dissemination of the integral education, it's like it is basically our existence, because everything what exists have a purpose, and what would be our group if it have no purpose? So how can we exist if we're not fulfilling our purpose? If we're not fulfilling our purpose, it's like not existing, like we just like a group of we're just not existing there. Like in reality, there's nothing what is our group if we're not doing what we done for.
What was the question again?
The question. Любые эгоистические действия мы делаем с легкостью, потому что в нашем эгоизме мы чувствуем, что получаем от этого наполнение. Любые альтруистические действия, отдача, то есть духовные действия, мы не в состоянии делать. Нам очень тяжело что-то даже маленькое в этом совершить, потому что они против нашей природы. Мы можем заниматься каббалой, изучать, делать конспекты, все что угодно. На это привлекается очень много людей. Нет проблем привлечь людей даже к чему угодно, потому что они чувствуют, что от этого они приобретают. Приобретают знания, они становятся умнее, они понимают, откуда все происходит. Это... Человека привлекает. А если, кроме учебы, мы говорим о том, что надо объединяться в группе, нас это не привлекает. Мы очень этого не хотим, в этом проблема. Когда люди приходят и занимаются каббалой, то для них все хорошо. Они участвуют с удовольствием. Надо при этом что-то делать в группе, они готовы. Но не объединяться. Как только они понимают, что тут проблема в том, что надо сейчас работать на объединение, рано или поздно они уходят. Потому что это против нашего эгоизма. То же самое с распространением. Распространять каббалу просто. Это эгоистическое распространение. То есть ты говоришь обо всем, всем о том, какой ты умный, какой ты знающий. И люди клюют на это, может быть, приходят заниматься, ты перед ними выступаешь. Тут просто распространение знания. И поэтому эгоизм наш не возражает. Но как только мы начинаем распространять методику объединения людей, нам сразу же становится тяжело. Потому что это свойство отдачи. И мы должны говорить об этом, и сами люди должны воспринимать, что это необходимо. И на это, в общем-то, много желающих нет. Тяжело распространять. Нам в первую очередь тяжело идти на такое распространение методики интегрального объединения, воспитания, образования. Но если люди находятся в кризисе, то они готовы слушать. На производстве для того, чтобы объединяться, чтобы было больше производительность труда. В школе, чтобы дети лучше себя вели. В таких местах мы можем это делать. Потому что это выгодно эгоистически. Или преподавателям в школе, или хозяину на работе. А вот просто так говорить о распространении методики объединения, объединяться все вместе, очень тяжело. Только лишь если люди чувствуют, что это обязательно нам поможет в нашем эгоистическом мире. Вопрос. Что же нам делать? Как для самих себя создать значимость объединения в группе? Как для самих себя создать значимость интегрального объединение всех людей. Что нам для этого надо сделать? Я вас спрашиваю. Прошу.
Well, I guess we just start from our sources. We read what the Kabbalists wrote to us, especially Rabash in his first article in the writings of Rabash in the first volume. And like every other thing that you learn, you have to read the instruction and do it. If you want to become a scientist, then you have to read the lab instructions and do it. Otherwise, you won't succeed. And our lab is the group, and our science is Kabbalah, and we have a very clear instruction from the Rabash. And how do we create value of that? I guess he writes about that in these articles a lot, and what touched my heart most is that everyone that comes to a meeting with a friend has to go home with something. So we have to create a warm atmosphere that everyone feels this confidence, that everyone feels that this is his family, this is his place, this is where he receives life. And no one shall go home without receiving that. And the whole society has really to take care about that. And this value, it's not an external value, it's not appreciation, it's a matter of feeling. And I guess this state, the good state, the good mood, that is what creates it.
Can we repeat the question again?
How do we create value of unifying of all people together?
Not only in the group, but in general.
For yourself, for the group, the entire world.
We would never know before we came to Kabbalah about anything, but what is unity, what is the spirituality. We never know what is who I am. So by coming to Kabbalah, we go through the source. We read what Kabbalists left us. There, what our friend says, there's instruction, there's explanation, who we are. That we are one soul, Adam Rishon. There is a structure. it was broken, it was destroyed with many pieces. And now we have the obligation, have the responsibility now to correct that and come to that state again, but correct it and understand that the Creator is actually telling us to go through that path and unite. Of course, there are many friends who will leave the work in the group, but we have to raise this importance every time. Keep that in mind. Raise this importance every time to our friends, that this is our work. We have to tell us, no matter what.
And just to elaborate what friends said, that, you know, unity and the bonding, people know about it, right? They read from the books they have in their religions, but what they really do miss, they miss the light, reforming light. And this is something we can get only in a group. And this, you know, the way we will be different from, you know, from other people who are telling, you know, why unity is important. You know, I've been in some of the projects in dissemination, and they feel a difference. You tell the same words. I mean, you don't tell anything different. You just use the same words. But what is missing is something internally coming from our unity. And this is inevitably, you have to have it together. So when you disseminate, when you imagine yourself with your friends, this is how you get the power. And that's why it's important to be, you know, together, even in dissemination.
And to raise the value of unity, we have to use jealousy, lust, and honor. You know, if we see that our friends are succeeding in something through unity, it's because that's how things work nowadays. Everything that is in equivalence with nature will succeed, and everything that's not will fall. So when people see other people succeeding at something, they want to succeed as well. But for them to succeed, they have to be in unity. So I think through example and creating jealousy, lust, and honor for the others to want to do the same and be as successful.
I want to connect it more to integral education as a method of bringing unity toward the people. I think that there is only one solution.
То есть наше распространение вширь, оно должно нам дать отдачу обратно и организовать нас, заставить нас быть более сплоченными, едиными. Поэтому если мы говорим о объединении групп европейских и даже об объединении внутри групп, то мы должны говорить о том, о чем эти объединенные группы будут заниматься. Вот именно занятие общее для этих всех групп, оно и объединит их. Поэтому объединение является в первую очередь необходимым для нас самих. Кроме того, заинтересованность, которую мы начнем получать от внешних масс, она заставит нас еще больше объединяться и развиваться. Это первое. А второе, каким образом я могу действовать на объединение группы, на объединение групп и на распространение методики интегрального воспитания, то есть объединения во внешний мир, если эти действия, они не эгоистические. И поэтому не объединяться в группе, не объединяться между группами, не говорить миру об объединении мне не хочется. Мне хочется себе. Только о себе думать. Значит, в таком случае у нас есть только единственная возможность обращаться к свету, к Творцу, который бы нам позволил сделать эти альтруистические действия, дал бы нам важность их, направил бы правильно, дал бы силы, чтобы мы действовали. В этом и заключается вот это вот условие Обращайтесь ко мне, одолжите силы и действуйте, а потом получите все остальное, сможете отдать. Если нам надо обращаться к Творцу и снова не забывать о том, что мы действуем только лишь с помощью Его силы, если действуем в правильном направлении, какова должна быть наша просьба? Конкретно, какова должна быть наша просьба, чтобы обратиться правильно к Творцу, чтобы Он дал нам силы в объединении группы, в объединении групп, в воздействии на внешний мир для Его объединения? Что мы должны сказать? Одно предложение. 2 минуты.
One sentence.
Как нам с одним предложением обратиться к Творцу?
Make us the example of your image for the world. We want to become this image in order to bring you the greatest satisfaction from unifying your vessels.
Give us the strength to see what do you need from us, to see why is this situation good for us, and to make it the best possible tool for giving to the people everything that is given to us.
Creator, let us be this tool that you will shape in order for us to achieve the goal of creation, to give contentment to you and unify all the world.
Creator, give us the guts and the courage to stand in front of everything and unite and pass this message of unity in the purpose of creation in order to please you.
Just give me the force to ask. I can't ask. So please give me the force to ask, and the importance to my friend, in order that they can ask.
Let us become this passageway to bring the light to everybody.
Creator, teach us how to pray.
Creator, give us the strength to pass the light to this world.
Creator, make us loving ones like you love us, and to learn how to give contentment to you.
Creator, turn us into the tools, the means to fulfill your plan of creation.
Creator, give us ears so we can hear the demand from your children.
theater give us the strength to see only the points in the heart of our friends and to feel, to see them with the tears in our eyes as they deserve.
Creator.
От каждой группы можно услышать это предложение? Одно. От каждого круга. Ну, первый круг. Кто? Просто выкрикивайте. Ну? Ни одного. Пожалуйста.
Творец, дай нам радости в распространении.
Ну, дальше. Поднимите руки, кто может, кто готов. Вот там женщины. Быстро.
Творец, дай нам силы любви и отдачи объединения в группах, чтобы привести весь мир к слиянию с тобой.
Хорошо. Но...
Творец, дай моим товарищам желание просить за всех.
Это...
Gib mir die Kraft, eine Handlung auszuführen, damit ich zu einer Bitte komme, zur richtigen Bitte. Gib mir die Kraft, damit ich Handlung machen kann, damit ich zu einer Bitte, zu der richtigen Bitte komme.
Creator, give us the force that you come to the correct prayer, to the correct
Schöpfer
request.
Schöpfer, gib uns die Kraft, das Licht der Kabbala und die Eigenschaft der Kabbalisten.
Was heißt der Kabbala?
Der Kabbalisten.
Das Erste.
Чтоб нам дал Творец свет Каббалы.
The Creator gives us the light of the Kabbalah.
Творец, дай нам силы любви отдачи, чтобы уподобиться Тебе.
Fammi amare il mio prossimo come amo il mio ego. Do that I love myself.
Okay.
Do that I love my ego. Do that I love my the other how I love my ego.
А, чтобы я любила всех других, как я люблю свой эго.
Говори, да?
Творец, дай нам правильно попросить и исправь разбиение Европы.
Требуем объединения!
Creator, let us be your instrument to fulfill your thought of creation. And give us the strength, the power and the wisdom to fulfill your plan.
Творец, позволь нам быть инструментом, чтобы реализовать цель твоего творения. Вот, в общем, так.
Творец, дай нам силу насладить тебя.
Please, Creator, open our hearts.
Творец, пожалуйста, открой наши сердца.
Wir bitten reichlich um Vertrauen und Glauben über Verstand. Für uns alle. Für uns alle!
Мы просим о уверенности и знания, веры выше знания для нас всех.
Schöpfer, gib uns Genuss an dieser notwendigen Arbeit.
Творец, дай нам, пожалуйста, насладиться вот этой обязанностью, вот этой работой, которая нам предстоит.
Creator, let the efforts be my prayer.
Please give
us desire to unite in order to do the dissemination to the 99%.
Пожалуйста, дайте нам силу и желание, чтобы делать распространение на 99%.
Creador, haremos y escucharemos en conexión para llevar a cabo tu plan. Gracias.
¿Puedes repetir? ¿Puedes otra vez, por favor? Una vez más.
Creador, haremos y escucharemos en conexión para llevar a cabo tu plan.
Творец, мы будем тебя слушать и приведем твой план для конца.
Но, Творец, дай нам силы походить на Тебя, чтобы мы смогли привести все души к Тебе и таким образом насладить Тебя.
Творец, дай почувствовать в наших костях, что единственное решение – это быть проходом для света.
Creator, give us desire for one desire.
Творец, дай нам, пожалуйста, силы для огромного желания.
Schöpfer, offenbare dich als den einen unter den vielen. Offenbare dich als der eine unter den vielen.
Творец, откройся нам, пожалуйста, как единственное между многими.
Творец, дай нам силы объединиться, чтобы насладить Тебя.
У нас в группе вопрос. Дай нам объединиться, или я говорю, дай им, моим товарищам, объединиться?
Нет вопросов. Сейчас вы отвечаете.
Можно? Одно слово. Объединение.
Творец, спасибо, что ты нас выбрал. Открой нам наше сердце, чтобы мы почувствовали страдания других.
Творец, научи весь мир любить так, как любишь ты, чтобы этим мы насладили тебя.
את היכולת לראות אותך שהכל אחד, יחיד ומאוחד.
The possibility to see you feel special and as always one.
Возможность и ощущать тебя как
одного единственного.
Творец, соедини нас ради наслаждения Тебя.
Creatore, ci la forza di amare sopra me stesso. Dacci la forza di fare la Tua volontà tramite le mie azioni. Dammi la forza di sentirmi uno di 7 miliardi di persone e di amare ognuno come se fossi me stesso.
Господи, дай возлюбить нам тебя, как ты возлюбил нас. Gott, hilf uns, dich so zu lieben, wie du uns liebst.
Creator, give us the strength to annul ourselves in front of the group and unite us as one.
Творец, помоги нам объединиться с группой как один целый.
Если авансом, так, Творец, дай нам почувствовать себя
явнее, чем мы чувствуем этот мир.
Творец, помоги нам объединиться для того, чтобы передать свет народам мира, чтобы насладить Тебя.
Schöpfer, gib uns bitte Kraft, ganz viel Kraft, mit ganzer Vereinigung unsere Ego nützlich zu machen.
Творец, дай нам, пожалуйста, очень много-много силы, чтобы мы могли воспользоваться правильно нашим эгоизмом.
Боре, тени лирот, шацарот, шебаолам, нобот меа килкул шели, ваз они ухал летакен.
Give us the right heroes, Hisaron, to real, reveal the complete one.
Творец, уже даем нищий постоянно просить тебя, уж будь постоянно с нами.
Schöpfer, wir danken dir, dass du uns ausgewählt hast und wir bitten dich darum, uns die Kraft zu geben, dir mit dieser wunderbaren Arbeit Freude zu bereiten.
Творец, мы благодарим тебя, что ты нас выбрал, и мы просим тебя, чтобы ты дал силу прожить вот этой великолепной работе.
То на этом заканчиваем наш семинар. Сейчас.
Okay, friends, we have to finish now. The dinner starts in 10 minutes, so please everybody helping here, so the men staying here and helping to prepare the sal for the dinner. It starts.